Good afternoon. We started the day with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the teens and lower 20s, and we'll continue to see mostly cloudy skies for a good chunk of the day today as a weak disturbance heads in and acts on available moisture to produce additional scattered but light flurries and snow showers. Some of the higher terrain could get a little light dust by the end of the day as temperatures reach into the lower to mid-30s on average for daytime highs. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered snow showers again and lows back into the teens and lower 20s. Another disturbance will move through on Wednesday, especially in the morning, with additional scattered snow showers. It'll be colder and mostly cloudy with a breeze, and highs will stay in the middle and upper 20s. This system will pass through and will dry it out on Wednesday night, and readings will drop back into the single digits and lower teens by Thursday morning. This will set the stage for the next disturbance to head our way, and after some sunshine to start the day on Thursday, clouds will increase once again, leading to some afternoon light snow showers. Again, the ground could be coated in spots with these snow showers as temperatures reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s. On the backside of the system, a few leftover snow showers on Friday, with highs in the lower to mid-30s before colder air swings in and we dry it out for the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, a stiff breeze, and a chill in the air Saturday in the mid-20s, and despite mostly sunny skies, staying in the mid-20s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the combination of a developing storm across the California coast and strengthening high pressure from the Rockies to the Great Basin will drive increasingly strong and locally damaging winds across much of the state over the next few days. High wind warnings and advisories are already in effect across much of the state of California, and portions of the higher terrain, including the Sierra Nevada, may see wind gusts as high as 80 miles per hour. This will likely result in downed trees and power lines. The strong winds, coupled with low relative humidity and the ongoing drought situation, will significantly increase the threat of fires to large portions of California and especially the southern part of the state, where an enhanced to critical fire threat has been identified by the Storm Prediction Center. The aforementioned concern for downed power lines may even be a trigger for some of these fires. Meanwhile, that storm may be able to gradually produce some light to moderate rain for areas a bit farther down to the south and east, including the deserts of Southern California and Southern Arizona by the middle of the week, while the heaviest rain is expected to be south of the border across northwest Mexico. Any rain will be beneficial across the southwest as this entire region remains in a long-term drought. Finally, more significant precipitation is expected farther to the east over the southern Rockies in the wake of a cold front passing through. Heavy snow is likely across the San Juan Mountains of southwest Colorado and the Sangre de Cristo Range from south central Colorado into northern New Mexico. Going through the middle of the week, some areas are expected to see as much as 12 to 18 inches of new snowfall. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the middle and upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers 1 to 3 inches with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1929, and the record low 28 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:52 p.m. 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the middle and upper 20s. A few more snow showers tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, a couple of snow showers around today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers today, some heavier squalls in the snow belts downwind of Lake Ontario, and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Scattered snow showers tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs around 30. More snow showers likely on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. On Friday, partly sunny with highs back into the lower to mid 30s, and a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, mid 20s, and mostly sunny in the lower to mid 20s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.